说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Hello, we're Chinese pod coming to you from Shanghai. I'm Jenny.
I'm John.
John, you're here again.
Yeah, it's me and a newbie lesson. Ken couldn't make it today.
And we are talking about hot soup today.
Yes, in China there is only one kind of soup. It is extremely hot.
We love it hot. We love it very hot.
If it's not hot, it's not soup.
And the pronunciations for these two words are interesting.
Interesting if you mean a big headache.
Not really. We won't make it a headache for you. Tang, tang, that's the first tone, meaning soup.
All right, so tang is first tone, and it means soup.
Yes.
All right, now here's the fun part. What's the next one?
Tang, tang, fourth tone.
All right, so that means hot.
Yeah, or extremely hot.
Kind of like scalding, really.
Yeah, yes.
That's fourth tone. All right, so again, let's hear soup.
Tang, tang.
And then scalding hot.
Tang, tang. It's kind of easy to associate because tang sounds very forceful and emphatic, right? Hot.
Yep. Let me explain how I differentiate them. So when you think of a steaming bowl of soup, the surface is very level.
Ah, so
just
it's
like
the first tone.
Tang. Right. It's very, even though it's filled with deadly heat that's going to burn the heck out of your tongue.
It looks quiet.
It looks calm and level.
Yes.
Right, first tone. And then now think of scalding. Boiling hot, like pouring boiling oil on the invaders.
On the invaders?
Yeah, in your castle.
Oh.
Right? So it's coming down onto their heads, burning their skin off. Tang.
Tang, yeah.
Right, fourth tone.
So will we have boiling oil on invaders today in the dialogue?
We can only hope.
Oh, let's check out. Dialogue first time.
妈妈。我要喝汤。
好的，小心烫。
啊，太烫了，
小心点儿。
Second time。
妈妈，我要喝汤。
好的，小心烫。
啊，太烫了。
小心点儿。
Third time。
妈妈，我要喝汤。
好的，小心烫。
啊，太烫了。
小心点儿。
All right, so surprise, there's a conversation between a mother and a child, not about boiling oil and invaders.
How adorable. Let's translate.妈妈，我要喝汤。
Mommy, I want to eat soup.
妈妈，我要喝汤。
Mom, I want soup.
妈妈，我要喝汤。好的，小心烫。
Okay, be careful, it's hot.
好的，小心烫。
Okay, be careful, it's hot.
好的，小心烫。太烫了。
It's too hot.
太烫了。
It's so hot.
太烫了。小心点儿。
Be more careful.
小心点儿。
Be careful.
小心点儿。Wow, you were convincingly playing two roles. Switching from child and mom.
I've been there, Jenny. This brings emotion into my role here because I have been burned by soup before.
And you always found out it's too tongue too late.Right.
Yeah, or you don't really believe them.
You just want your soup.
You're like, I'm going to blow on it, and then it won't be too hot, but no, it still is.
对. And the kid really wants soup, right? And she says, 妈妈,我要喝汤。妈妈,我要喝汤。
All right, so let's look at the first word. It's the easiest one.
妈妈,妈妈。
So it's a first tone and a neutral tone.
Yes.
So mama. You can't be like mama. You have to say mama.
Yes, the universal language, huh? Meaning mom.
Right.
Mama, 我要喝汤。我要喝汤。
All right, let's look at what the kid wants to do first. What are those two characters?
喝汤。 喝汤。
Now, as you know, 汤 first tone means soup. Then we have another first tone here. What is that?
喝喝
And that is the verb meaning to drink.
Yes.
Now, just now when I translated, I said eat soup, because that's what we say in English.
We have very different concepts about soup.
Yeah, in China, they drink soup.
Yeah, because it's liquid, right?
It's got chunks of stuff in it, though, right?
Still, it's liquid.
You eat it, Jen.
The medium that carries the the chunks is
All right, well,
water.
Wherever you stand on this great debate, if you speak Chinese, you should be saying 喝汤
对喝汤喝汤
So what does the kid say about eating soup or drinking soup?
我要喝汤我要喝汤
So 我 meaning I
Yeah.
And 要 This is a word that can mean want
Need
have to In this case, they're probably not going to die if they don't get their soup
But she really wants it, right
Greetings everyone and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
All right, so she really wants it. 我要喝汤。
对，我要喝汤。
So this is kind of the way that a child would make a demand to their mother, right?
我要，我要 at the beginning of each sentence.
Chinese kids are not shy about telling their parents what they want, right?
No. Western kids are?
Yeah, it depends.
Okay, good parenting skills, I guess.
But we're here talking about Chinese.
我要喝汤 And the mom complies Well, she agrees 好的好的
Alright, so 好 We know means good But 好的 Is like a set phrase meaning okay
对 Expressing agreement 好的 But 小心烫小心烫
Alright, let's look at 小心 This literally means little heart
Yes
But this is actually a verb Meaning to be careful
Yes
Okay,
so what kind of association can you draw?
I like to think of it this way. All right, little heart. What animal has a tiny little heart, but they're still warm-blooded? I think of a mouse.
What about cockroaches?
No, they
Cold
don't
blood?
They don't have hearts.
Okay, let's go with your mouse.
sorry, I know you like cockroaches, but I want to go with the mouse. So the mouse has to be careful all the time. It could be eaten by a cat. It could be stepped on. It could get trapped by a mouse trap. It could be poisoned. These poor little guys are always on the run, always in danger of getting wiped out. So they have to...
小心,小心。
All right, that's third tone, first tone. 小心。
Meaning be careful.
And you can put something right after the verb 小心.
Yes.
That means be careful of something. So what are we being careful of in this case?
烫,小心烫.
So we already learned that word in the intro, 烫, meaning scalding hot.
Yeah, so be careful of that.
So be careful of the scalding hotness of the soup.
对,小心烫. And the kid quickly discovers, but a little bit too late, 太烫了,太烫了.
All right, so the kid has been burned at this point.
Yeah, takes a sip and 太烫了。
太烫了 means too hot. And we have the 太 meaning
too
coming too in
much,
front.
Too much, yes.
Coming in front of the 烫 and then a 了 at the end. So this pattern meaning something is too scalding hot in this case.
Yes.
One more time.
太烫了。
What about a little more emotion, Jenny, so we can remember this?
太烫了。Dramatic.
Are you okay, Jenny?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, let me switch back to my calm mood.
Yeah, please, we're getting worried for you.
Don't. 小心点儿,小心点儿。
Okay, so this is the same 小心。
As in 小心烫。
Yeah, meaning to be careful.
Mm.
But what is it followed by this time?
点儿,点儿。
Okay, so in this case, she's not telling to be careful of something. She's telling the kid to be more careful.
Yes.
Like, I just told you to be careful and you weren't careful, so you need to be more careful. Or in this case, a little more careful.
Yeah.
So what is that a little?
点儿,点儿。
Okay, so that's third tone with the R on the end. So be a little more careful.
小心点儿,小心点儿。
This is the kind of thing moms love to say, isn't it? Children are never careful enough for the mother's taste.
But mothers are, you know, saying things that are too little too late, I think.
This is a bad mother?
How ungrateful am I? I need to redeem myself. Let's listen to the dialogue.
All right, let's listen.
Dialogue first time.
Mama, 我要喝汤。
好的, 小心烫。
啊, 太烫了。
小心点儿。
Second time.
Mama, 我要喝汤。
好的, 小心烫。
啊, 太烫了。
小心点儿。
Third time.
Mama, 我要喝汤。
好的, 小心烫。
啊, 太烫了。
小心点儿。
All right, so Jenny, speaking of soup that's too hot, I think there's some cultural points that really have to be mentioned.
Exactly. We're a nation of hot soups.
Yeah, seriously, you guys have amazing tongues. Like, I don't know how you pour down these scalding liquids because I can't handle it. And then speaking of soup, I find that when you're in a restaurant and you're ordering food, they kind of always expect you to order a soup, don't they?
Yeah, because they're like, you're ordering all dry dishes. You need moisture.
Yeah, it's like a meal is not complete without a soup. And you don't even need a drink if you have a soup.
Yes, that's something I don't get my head around. Soup. And also the way we drink soup is different across China. In Guangdong, south of China, they tend to drink soup before they eat their meal, their main courses. And pretty much the rest of China, we the other way backwards. We finish our dishes and rice and then we eat our soup.
Yeah, maybe that's another reason you say drink your soup, because you're not drinking a drink. You're eating soup as a drink.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
You're confusing me. And if you're confused, don't worry. Come to ChinesePod.com. Lots of consolidation and resources to help you.
Yeah, vocab tools, exercises. We all got it here at ChinesePod.com.
Okay, that's it from us today. See you next time. 再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0796.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0796. And you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0796.